Westminster City officials approve restarting car rebate program. The Westminster City Council voted 4-1 in October, with Vice Mayor Carlos Manzo opposing, to restart a program in April, reimbursing $500 to city residents and businesses for vehicles purchased and leased in the city. The program, which was requested to be renewed by a handful of car dealerships, is meant to incentivize residents to shop locally. According to the city, dealerships are one of the top revenue generators for the city, accounting for approximately 29% of its income through the city's sales tax. The city's program, which ran from 2017 until May 2022, has been under scrutiny because it mistakenly reimbursed for used vehicle purchases, which were not part of the original deal. But now they are allowing used cars to be part of the program. City Manager Christine Corden said she believed this oversight was due to a lack of communication from previous administration and staff. Some councillors said they thought the renewed program could be run error-free due to new city staff. "We have solid leadership in City Hall right now," said Councilman Tai Du. "I'm sure this won't happen again." Mayor Trai Ta voiced support for the program. "All the money, at the end of the day, goes back to the residents," he said. The estimated reimbursements are $600,000 a year with a limit of $3 million over the next 5 years. Paid for by the city's Economic Development Fund, the renewed program is for new and used vehicles purchased or leased by verified Westminster residents and businesses at the four participating dealerships: Elmore Toyota, Lexus of Westminster, Orange Coast Infinity, and Honda World. Previously, $1.6 million was reimbursed to residents, according to the city. According to data from the dealerships, city residents accounted for 11% of new car sales, 12% of used car sales, and 26% of car leases over the last 5 years. Unlike Fullerton, Santa Ana, and Garden Grove, which have similar rebate programs for cars, trucks, motorcycles, and off-road vehicles, Westminster limits its program to those only buying or leasing cars and trucks.